SMH, it stands for shaking my head.
Shaking my head. Oh, I'm SMHing right now.
Right now.
SMH. Okay, good one, Jack.
SMH.
Thanks.
Should have known that.
Now you can write it back to your friends and be like, SMH. You're all over it.
Yeah.
Jack Golantuono there with your local news headlines. Coming up this morning, Gippsland Mysteries. And the author, have you ever read the book Great Gippsland Mysteries by Grant Robinson? Well, there's a sequel. And Grant, I'm getting to you in a moment, but before we do, can you sign this copy of the book? This is Great Gippsland Mysteries, Part 2, Secrets Revealed by Grant Robinson. Getting a signing as
Love
we
to.
Speak here on ABC Gippsland. That story is coming up. Earlier this morning, Stuart in Lakes Entrance told us about this gorgeous acronym.
It was years and years ago, back in the 60s actually. People didn't have terribly many methods of communication in those days, and letter writing was one of the favourite ones. The acronym SWALK was usually written on the back of the letter when you sealed it. That's sealed with a loving kiss.
Well, after Stuart in Lakes Entrance told us about sealed with a loving kiss, Leanne on the text line has said, you must play Sealed with a Kiss, a song from the 60s. This is your song, Leanne, inspired by Stuart in Lakes Entrance. This is ABC Gippsland.
Say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the end. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere. I'll run to tenderly hold you, but don't. Goodbye for the summer, knowing the love we miss. Oh, let us make a pledge to meet in September and seal it with a kiss.
Kiss. And if Stuart from Lakes Entrance would have anything to do with that, he'd add in the L, sealed with a loving kiss. Thanks, Leanne, for bringing that song to our attention. On the text line, we're just talking about SMH, shaking my head. This text says no, SMH is Sydney Morning Herald. Now, we're going to delve into some Gippsland mysteries, and Grant Robinson from North Wonthaggi is just the person to sit here with us and get our mystery on. Grant, explain what I'm holding to everyone here, and I'm very happy that it's signed now.
Yeah, good morning, Mim. Thanks for having me down today. What you've got there is you've got the 2014 copy of Great Gippsland Mysteries, and you've got the about to be released next week, Great Gippsland Mysteries 2, Secrets Revealed. And yeah, like I said, that'll be in all the good bookstores around Gippsland as of next week.
So a decade between. Tell us about, let's go through the process. How do you write a book like this? How do you get to the bottom of these great Gippsland mysteries? And we'll get to some of them. I'm sure you'll mention some now, but we're talking John Friedrich, we're talking the Gippsland Panther, all sorts of mysteries here in Gippsland. What happens behind the scenes to write books like this?
Well, I think in the first instance in the first book, I advertised widely throughout the newspaper and print media in Gippsland for people to come forward and talk to me. And that sort of led me on the journey to compile reports, delve deeper into old newspapers, the internet, of course, and just compile stories and mysteries from throughout the region. And that was how the first book started. And, of course, once I opened that doorway, and literally within weeks of the first book coming out, people were ringing me, emailing me saying, I've got stories, I want to talk to you. So all of a sudden, the people of Gippsland had a mouthpiece, and that was me. And so the extra stories and the follow-ups to all the chapters in this book are all pretty much accounts that have come out of the first book.
Right, so you drove around Gippsland and met up with people and heard their stories. What are some of the stories that you have covered in your books, The Great Gippsland Mysteries, Part 1 and now Part 2?
Yeah, well, it's things like I should use the right acronym, I suppose, now, UAPs, or what we used to call UFOs.
What are you? Okay, we're going acronyms. So UFO, unidentified flying object. Are we calling them UAPs now?
We are calling them UAPs.
What's a UAP? I've never heard of that in my life.
An unidentified anomalous phenomenon.
Ooh, well, that's a mouthful.
I know.
I think I need to stick with unidentified flying object, because anonymous phenomenon is going to be very tricky for me at 6:30 a.m.
I think I might have got that wrong.
It's all right. Zeta will look it up. Zeta, a UAP acronym for new for UFO. Zeta Glebanovic is an absolute marvel here at ABC Gippsland. That's amazing. So stories of UFOs here in Gippsland. There's the famous one near Rosedale. Any others that you've heard of?
Well, that takes me back to the first book. The Rosedale saucer, that was in 1980. But I spent a whole day with a gentleman from down here in Sale to write the first book, and he took me through a fascinating account of a local encounter in 1978, which was around the same time that Frederick Valentich, the famous Victorian pilot, disappeared over Bass Strait. And in the second book, I go into that detail about a 1978, what we call a UFO flap, which was a lot of activity around Sale, around Victoria, in that around that same time. So I interviewed a gentleman from down here back in mid-2000s, and that's in the first book, but I've got follow-ups to that in the second book. But, of course, it's not just all about UFOs. Yeah, there's ghosts, there's black panthers, there's thylacines, there's mysterious deaths, there's lost treasure, buried treasure.
Ooh.
Yeah, it goes into...
I'll find that, thanks.
Yeah, I've been trying, but no luck so far.
Okay, UAP, unidentified anomalies and phenomenons.
I think that's right, yeah.
Okay.
I think
that is a mouthful. No wonder people say UAPs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're hearing from Grant Robinson. He's written a sequel to his 2014 book, Great Gippsland Mysteries. It's called Great Gippsland Mysteries 2, Secrets Revealed. It will be in bookshops as of next week. Maybe pick something from Great Gippsland Mysteries 2 that you've found out about one of our Gippsland stories. These are almost like fairy tales of Gippsland now. These stories come out and we polish them up and retell them and relive them. What's something that might be new to us?
New? That's, yeah, you've thrown the curveball at me there, Mim. I've followed up all the stuff from the first book. I think... I've delved a little bit deeper into this book in a little bit more of the cryptozoology side of things.
Hang on, what's cryptozoology?
Okay,
CZ.
Throw that one at you. That's animals that aren't supposed to exist in,
okay,
in Gippsland or in Australia. So in this case, the black panther, the bunyip, if you like.
Even the Tasmanian tiger, where people have said they've had thylacine sightings here in Gippsland, but it shouldn't be here. So is that a cryptozoology animal?
I suppose that sort of falls into a grey area because it did exist, yeah, and it was there was a mainland thylacine at a point in time. So, but yeah, it certainly falls into that cryptid area, I think. Yeah, and I just want to just talk about a couple of things.
Yeah.
When the first book was released, I said there was this influx of people wanting to talk to me. A couple of really interesting stories from when I, after I was teaching, I did some time as a manager in a news agency in a little town called Fish Creek, which is near the prom. And in that time my book was released, I had people coming in saying, oh, Grant, I need to tell you something. I've got a story for you. And there's a couple of really interesting stories came out of that time. They're only really brief, but there was a gentleman probably in his late 60s, early 70s, who was a stock agent, so well respected in the community. And he talked to me about ghosts and phenomena and something that happened in his house. And he said, we kept hearing these noises from the old lounge room of people stirring cups of tea and the tinkle on the side of the cup. And he said, I walked past and I could hear this, someone stirring a cup of tea. And then as I walked past, I saw two like whispery smoke figures just dissipate into the wall. Now, he had no reason to tell me that story other than he just wanted to share with me an experience that happened in his house. And that was just one. And there was literally, you know, hundreds of stories like that, one after the other, after the other, after the other.
Grant, you're originally, before an author of Gippsland Mysteries, a maths teacher. You usually pigeonhole a maths teacher as someone very logical, scientific thinking. How do you put it all together in your head and believe these mysteries?
Yeah, that's a pretty tricky one too, but I do have an answer for you. As a young man growing up in Pooong, we lived in probably the oldest house that was in the region, and I had a couple of experiences there that sort of made me look into the shadows a little bit more, and I chronicle those in the first book, and that sort of made me just sort of question things a little bit deeper than a normal person would. But of course, I was really good at maths and science, so that's where I ended up. But then while I was at uni, believe it or not, I know this sounds crazy, but I've got a skeptical friend of mine who's probably listening, lifelong friend, and we got a Ouija board back in the early 90s, and we were sitting in my little flat in Chadstone, and we started to play with it, and we had a really weird experience and a really scary experience. And to this day, he's a skeptic, but he's written an account in my second book about what happened on that day, and he still can't explain it. He doesn't like to really talk about it.
What did happen?
Well, the Ouija board.
Radio friendly? We're PG.
Well, there's swearing involved.
Oh, another acronym, PG, parental guidance.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say what happened exactly, but the Ouija board, we did make contact with something, and there was some expletives used, and it wasn't a really kind sort of a experience, to say the least. So it was frightening, you know, goosebumps sort of stuff. And this was in the middle of winter, in the middle of Melbourne, and really weird. And I've got his word for word account of it in the book. So
you're hearing from Grant Robinson from North Wonthaggi, but grew up in Pooong, I believe. You've lived in Venus Bay. You've covered a lot of Gippsland. Your second book is coming out at bookstores around Gippsland next week. Great Gippsland Mysteries 2, Secrets Revealed. Now, you're an ex-teacher, Grant. I love finding out from people, why did you leave teaching?
Oh, that's a whole show in itself there, Mim. look, I've been around, I come from a family of teachers, so I've been around teaching all my life. Look, it was a career that I loved it when I did it, and I changed a lot of kids' lives, but I think the landscape of education's changed significantly, particularly since COVID, and things are different in the classroom now. And this idea of, if I can say, the idea that mediocrity is okay is sort of a little bit more prevalent than I would like out there now.
Great.
So there's a bit more to it, but yeah.
Grant Robinson. Sounds like a whole nother conversation for another day. Thanks for speaking to us. And if you want to look a little closer into the shadows with Grant Robinson, find a copy of his book. Thanks for speaking, Grant Robinson. Great Gippsland Mysteries Part 1 and 2 are out and about, well, Part 2 next week. Talking acronyms, we spoke about ABBA earlier and we played their song SOS. And ABBA apparently, well done to everyone on the text line, knew that ABBA stood for the first names of the members of ABBA. What about AC/DC? Is that an acronym? And so I have to play TNT, of course. Acronyms galore. TNT and AC/DC. Well, lucky we have a math science teacher here in the studio. Grant, what's TNT stand for?
Ex-math and science teacher. It's trinitrotoluene.
Okay, that's an explosive.
That's an explosive.
Okay, is it in cartoons where they throw that little red bomb? Is that TNT?
That is correct.
In my head, that's what it is. Okay, AC/DC.
Oh, well, that's alternating current and direct current. Yeah.
But what's that?
Oh, that's two types of electrical power. So AC is your plug in the wall, and DC is your batteries.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, there you go. Thanks.
No worries.
Grant Robinson. And I just wanted to point out my first copy of The Great Gippsland Mysteries, the 2014 copy. It's written in from Peter McMahon from Locksport, gave it to me. And Peter McMahon passed away recently and was a wonderful friend to us here at ABC Gippsland. So it's beautiful to open up the book and see Peter's handwriting gifting this book to me and ABC Gippsland and to you, because I use it sometimes for ideas. So thanks, Peter McMahon from Locksport. We miss you. We miss you very much on the text line every day. Over at the Bundy Hall, we're just talking about it recently because